This week, we learned more details about the next James Bond movie. A celebrated director has signed on to lead the next installment of the famous spy franchise. NPR's Bill Chappell reports.
Film director Denis Villeneuve figured out how to make the complicated world of Dune appeal to the movie-going public. Now he's taking on a new mission, bringing the secret agent James Bond into the future without Daniel Craig in the lead role. Villeneuve, who is French-Canadian, says he grew up with the Bond movies. Back in 2021, he was asked about maybe directing the next Bond film. Here he is on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast with host Josh Horowitz.
I would deeply love to one day make a James Bond movie. And it's a character that I've been with, like everybody, like since my childhood. And it's like I have like massive affection for Bond.
Now Villeneuve will try to share that love and reboot a film franchise that dates to the 1960s. British fans were alarmed earlier this year when an American company, Amazon's MGM Studios, took creative control of the James Bond movies. Now many fans are happy Villeneuve will be in charge of the first film under the new deal.
Well, the nice thing about him, and he kind of proved it really dramatically in the Dune series, is he can do spectacle, but he also does character and emotion. I mean, those Dune movies would have died on the vine if you didn't really get behind his lead characters.
That's Stephen J. Rubin, author of the James Bond movie encyclopedia. He says he's worried that Amazon, which we'll note is among NPR's financial supporters, might dilute the Bond brand, something he thinks Disney has done with the Star Wars franchise. Villeneuve says that for him, Bond represents sacred territory, a tradition he wants to honor. That's good news to Graham Rye, editor and publisher of 007 magazine.
There's an untapped vein of gold there that really could pay dividends.
Rye would love to see the movies draw more directly from Ian Fleming's novels, especially how Bond's character develops over the series while trying to stay focused on his missions.
Bond's alone. He knows what he's been briefed to do. He goes out there and he does it to the best of his ability in any way that he needs to do. And that's something that is inherent in the character from the very first book.
One thing we don't know yet is who will play James Bond. Rye likes the actor Stuart Martin for the role. Like the late Sean Connery, he's Scottish. British betting houses are keeping a running tally of contenders. Here's Stephen Rubin.
I predict that the gentleman who's going to play James Bond will be, like Daniel Craig, relatively unknown. But I always joke that he's supposed to be playing a secret agent.
And a secret agent, Rubin says, should not already be a massive star. The James Bond International Fan Club welcomed news of Villeneuve's hiring with a simple message that said in part, "Welcome back, Mr. Bond. We've been expecting you." But Villeneuve's third Dune film isn't expected until late next year. So if you want to see the next Bond movie, you'll have to wait. Bill Chappell, NPR News.